Sundays with Sayonara and Key. I am Key.
And I am Sayonara. I hope you guys are doing well. How are you feeling, friend?
I'm actually feeling okay. Not feeling too bad. This month has been a month of Sundays. We got a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to tap into. You know,
I feel like it's definitely been one of those weeks too. Like, just like maybe because even today it's a little gloomy. Yesterday mm-hmm. it was a little gloomy out. Like, I just didn't really want to go outside. Like, it's just been like a type of week. But here we are. And we're happy to be here with you. Yes, so you're gonna start. A little heavy, yeah. But Dante Wright. So I will be completely honest and say that I, as much as I knew that this happened, another young Black man that was shot and killed by the police. I did not really look into this story because I don't know that I can hear too many of these. Like, I don't know that how much more of it I can do.
I feel like I think that's where it's not a problem, but mm-hmm. it is a problem. It's a problem in a sense that I feel like this has happened so much that we're becoming desensitized to mm-hmm. things like this happening. And I saw a meme, like we were talking about earlier, and the meme was like, if you see me on social media posting regular in the midst of all this chaos, mm-hmm. just know that I'm tired. I'm tired, I'm triggered, I'm traumatized, and I literally just can't do it. Like,
yeah,
this is nothing new. Mm-hmm. I think in more recent years, with the power of social media and recording things on our phones and iPhones and things like that, it's become more recognized across the board. Like, it's right. hard to really sweep it under the rug because everything is so social media driven. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what really took me aback about it, aside from the fact that this is another young Black man that has lost his life at the hands of the police because this bitch wanted to act like she mistook her taser. Or mistook the gun for the taser.
That was her excuse?
Yeah, like, I thought I was grabbing my taser, not wow. my gun. But it's like,
if you're in the position where you don't even know what weapon you're grabbing, maybe you shouldn't be using weapons.
Yeah,
like, I mean, you shouldn't. I thought, and I'm sorry that my mistake cost you your son. Like, I guess I'm confused as to how that's supposed to make it okay.
I don't. Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, this all has happened in the midst of the George Floyd trial.
A trial of which, one, George Floyd is not there, and we're discussing a video where we saw him get murdered. That trial?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. Absolutely. And I just feel like it's so hard to really be like, I don't know. Like, I just, it's devastating, but then at the same time, it's like, when is this going to stop? And what's his name? Is his name Chris Cuomo or something like that from CNN? I forgot.
I know the last name's Cuomo. I forget his first name. Yeah,
Chris, Greg, look, whatever your name is, friend. Okay, Brad, it's something like that. But he went on and was like, the only way that this is going to change and start really being taken seriously is if white cops' kids or white people's kids start getting killed at mm-hmm. the hands of the police.
Right.
Like, is that's what it's going to take for y'all to really take this shit serious and, you know, like, understand that this is not just a oopsie daisy.
Right.
So I accidentally killed your son. Like, what?
No, and it's also weird because it's kind of, you know, in business or whatever, if you're in any type of field, if you see someone who might be doing something a little bit better or their methodry might be producing a better result, you might, you know, go back, regroup, retrain, and go back out. I feel like there are other countries where the police don't have to use guns as often mm-hmm. and their death rates aren't as high as ours. I could bet this could be me just, you know, living in a fantasy world. Let me know in the comments. But I'm like, if there are other countries that have found a way to maintain safety without having to murder civilians, mm-hmm. then why don't you guys regroup and do what they're doing? Like, it shouldn't even have to get to the point of, oh, well, now other people are getting killed, so we should care now. Like, or we could just adjust our approach, which might be radical in thinking, but, ugh.
I don't know. I just feel like it's for me, as someone who's raising a Black son mm-hmm. in America, my baby's only 5 months. He's about to be 6 months soon. Shout out Josiah. Yeah. But it's scary.
Yeah.
Like, I have brothers. I have cousins, I have friends, But when it's your own child, it hits a little bit different because mm-hmm. it's like, damn, like there's this thing that I saw on the internet a while back and it was like, when do I go from being innocent to a threat? When do I go from being cute to a threat? Like, how do you make that transition from, oh, he's such a cute little baby to he's playing with a BB gun in the park, kill him.
Right.
Like, friend,
I no, legit. And again, this is like a part of the reason why anytime this happens, like I don't remember if I've seen any of the videos or I just remember like the Trayvon Martin pictures, like that really like threw
Michael
me.
Brown.
Yes, Mike Brown, like those, and to be knowing how those made me feel, I haven't, like, I'll read what, you know, what happened with the story, but as far as looking at the video of it happening, it's just too much. Like, I don't want to have to end my day, start my day midday. It's too much. And I just feel like it's unfair that we're supposed to, it's like we grieve, we protest, we do all these things, and then it's almost like for what?
Very much so, like, for what? And it's like, what's gonna happen to this broad? I read that she's being charged with, what, first or second degree manslaughter, something mm-hmm. like that, but it's like,
you see the...
That's not enough. Take her pension.
No, legit. Like, she has to lose benefits. Something really has to affect
all
her
that.
Life.
All
like,
that.
This whole paid with leave or paid leave is, it's not cutting it. Like, she already murdered somebody. But... In the midst of social media, we also lost another icon this week.
I mean, like, and this is what I'm saying.
It's
like
been a week.
When are black folks gonna get a break? I don't get it.
It's been on go since I don't even know when. But I, like, this is another person where I saw his face and I was just like, honestly, I'm still kind of processing DMX. I can't even get into this. Like, of course it hurts your heart, but I'm like, I can't. Are you familiar with his music? Because the only song I remember him from was the Make This Money, Take This Money. Ain't no way you could make this money, take this money, take this money, and this, 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 this.
Now let's get it. No, yeah, I know his music. I told you last time when DMX passed away, I grew up in a very gangster household. Like, mm-hmm. my mother was really on go with all the music. I know Black Rob. Mm-hmm. I knew Black Rob growing up. Black Rob, first of all, is most famous, I feel like, for his song, Whoa.
That was him. Okay.
Yes, that was him. And it's like, first of all, he had just put out a video when DMX died. From the hospital. Black Rob was in the hospital, put out a video saying rest in peace to DMX and how hurt he was. His feelings were so hurt, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
and then,
goodness.
I think 8 days later, literally, I think 8 days, because I think DMX died the 9th, Black Rob died the 17th.
Wow.
And jeez. Kidney failure. 51, 52 years old, this man died from kidney failure. And I just want to say shout out to Black Rob because Black Rob was the first person. I feel like in music, people really be trying to play us, mm-hmm. meaning Boston, because there's so many, when you think of the most famous people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Musically, where they coming from? New York, Atlanta, Chicago.
We're LA.
People move Boston to the side. And in Whoa, he shouted out Boston.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah. Boston and Jersey month. Because this whoa, yeah. Florida niggas, Philly niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, that felt good as a kid listening mm-hmm. to that, like, period. He's rapping my city real fast, but
I know,
mean,
right?
It's like, that just goes to show you, we're getting older. These people that we watched when we were kids are mm-hmm. like...
They're getting, and it's like, aside from dying, the fact that we went from Say My Name to now Beyonce's a wife with 3 kids... Like, Jesus. Like, we're getting old.
Okay.
And it's happened, although, you know, there's speculation on how old she is, but, you know, that's a question for another day.
Ooh,
but
don't you get that beehive trying to attack us, girl. Leave
listen,
that. Look.
Listen, I love her. If she is like Benjamin Button or if she just doesn't age, either way, I'm here for it. But,
Hey, y'all.
Right. Hey, Brent.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is heavy, but, like...
On a bit of a lighter note, you know, while we were scrolling through and getting prepared for today, we saw this argument going on about men and women 50-50 splitting the bills with your significant other. Now, I am very much an advocate for, hey, you know, whatever works for your relationship, you know, make that, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. But hearing some of the things that these men are like, yeah, I'm splitting 50-50. Yeah, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, wow, you really just want a roommate you can sleep with. Like, I don't know. Like, and I know, I on one hand, I get it. It's like, if you're both, say, in maybe not a similar line of work, but your income is the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, it would make sense for you to split everything. Okay. But I just, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would, if I'm planning to go into a long-term relationship wanting to split everything. I'm not just going to sit on my behind. Split everything.
So do you essentially want to be a like a housewife? Like, no. You just want to take care of the like the household duties and, like, you know, have the man pay the bills how it was back in the day?
No. And that's what's tricky. It's not that I want to stay home. I couldn't really see myself staying home. Like, maybe not having to work for, you know, 5 days a week, but that's because I want my own business, not because I don't want to work 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to get to a point where my business is self-sufficient to where I don't have to. But as far as, like, I don't know, I just feel like there's something special to feel like your man just be like, I got it. And if he's be like, I got it, I'll be like, all right, so we going to Dubai with this extra money, friend? Pack your bags. Like, I've got expendable income. Where are we going? So it's like, I don't know that I want, because I think that women, when they are stressed about rent, and women when they aren't stressed about rent, might behave a little bit differently.
A happy wife is a happy life. I hear you. I hear you. And while I get the whole concept of not having to split the bills and, you know, things like that, I think with me, and this is something that I have to work on too, it's this whole, I don't need your help. I can do it by myself. Yeah. I will not ask you for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole mindset that I've been raised with. Like, I watched my mom struggle as a single mother, mm-hmm. single parent, single female, by herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing everything by herself. And to me, I was like, I'll never rely on a man for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always taught anything that a man give you should be extra. Mm. Basically, you should always have your own shit. There's no reason why you're solely dependent on, because let's look at it like this. If me and you are married, right? And I'm your husband, okay? Right. And I just decide one day, like Charles, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, I don't want to be with you anymore. I want to be with my mistress. And you can have the car, but you got to go. I'm taking everything else.
Right.
Everything. So you've lost everything, and she didn't have shit to fall back on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to fall back on, because her sole dependency was on this man.
Not even just that, but what did she say? She was just like, he alienated me from my entire family. He made me put my mother in a home because she didn't fit into his American dream.
Yep, I'm telling you. Okay? Like, no.
But see, that's what's tricky, because I feel like when people say, do you want the man to pay all the bills? The assumption is that he's going to pay all the bills and then, like, be controlling. Now, is that to be expected? A part of me kind of feels like, well, if he's paying most of the bills, his opinion's a little heavy. But I feel like, would you get into a relationship with someone who would treat you like that, regardless of how much money they're making?
But sometimes you don't see that until people start taking on tasks like, I'm paying all the bills, so you got to do what I say type of thing. Like, even you just said their opinion is a little, it holds a little more weight because he's handling everything financially around the house. I don't know. I don't know. You don't got to pay my bills. I'm going to pay my own bills, because you was never just going to leave me high and dry. And it's sad. It sucks. But that's where my mind is always at. Like, I don't think I know how to really let a man take care of me like that.
And see, and I think that it's like, that's, you know, things that make you go, because it's like, do you want that? Or have you been conditioned to want that? Or do you want that and you've been conditioned to think that you don't? These are things that you need to think of once you start getting older and all this time in the house. Like, these are really things that I've been considering. Like, do I really want that? Am I okay with 70-30? And I'm like, I feel like I am, because I very much have just been, it's been me out in these streets these last almost 5 years. You know, let's see what they're. saying in our comments? What did you see what the game said about it? We were talking about that earlier, but
Jaycion just needs to keep his mouth shut, because at this point we don't care about nothing Jaycion gotta say. Like, boy, yeah, he's a pick me.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't know what a pick me is, it means that he's gonna say anything that's gonna get people to be like, ooh, Jaycion, move. After that whole Nipsey thing that he pulled, he's all set, bro. Like, nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it's also the game just, I don't know that I would be going to him for sound relationship advice. Like, I just, like, I enjoy a bop here and there. Maybe, you know, he might catch a little wreck and I'll laugh if he's live on Instagram. But I'm not going to be like, well, I have to do this because the game said. And so now, as a man, I'm going to provide for my family no matter what. But I'm also going to expect that you're able to take care of yourself as well. Absolutely. And that's where, you know, that's what is important. That, yes, this person is coming in wanting to take care of you. And I think that's what's important. Does this person actually want to take care of you? Or are they taking care of you? Because there's a difference between someone wanting to do something and them just kind of doing it because they have the means to.
Or they feel burdened to. Or because society says that mm-hmm. this is what should happen.
Right.
I think, as a woman, me personally, speaking for myself, allowing a man to do that and have that much, like, responsibility over things is, like, it speaks to vulnerability. Are you willing to be vulnerable enough to allow somebody to lead you like that? Because I think that's part of it, is, like, I don't need no man to lead me with nothing. I'm fine. I see my mama do it by herself. Mm-hmm. And while I have a better relationship with my dad now,
mm-hmm.
There was a point in time where I was like, hmm.
Right. No, I hear you.
listening to a man and letting him take charge. I'm the man. Like, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I say all that to say, first of all, also G Herbo, my husband.
Oh, Lord.
Hey Herbert. he had actually just went on a show and was talking about this. And he was saying that he feels like, you know, because he's in a certain position to be able to do so, Tyena don't pay no bills.
Mm-hmm.
Tyena's money is her money. Basically, right. Like, if she want to go run around and do this or get extra little stuff on the side, then that's what she do. But as far as, like, payments and all of that stuff, he takes care of everything. But he also does feel like Marv said, as a woman, you should have your own. Like, right. You should be able to take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
even whether I'm in or out of the picture.
Right. And that I agree with. Like, as far as, like, just your sole income, your sole dependence coming from one person, I don't think that's healthy, man, woman, or anything. My dad always say, you need to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. He's been saying that since I was 7 years old. I didn't know what it meant, but I knew that I was going to be standing on my own 2 feet. Like, and so I think that, like, you know, a situation like that where it's like, you know, he's taking care of the bills and I'm not expecting him to take care of my nails, because I just, what else am I spending my money on that I need to ask you for that?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like I said, now I can do something good for both of us. Or you're, you know, opening an account, investing in some stock for your relationship, for your kids, you know, being smart about your money. And I think that's what's important, is two people that come together and are smart about how they're spending their money, and they're agreeing on how they're doing it.
I think it also speaks to, are you, because, see, G, we're talking about the game. I see Chubbs talk about Nick Cannon. We're talking about G Herbo. These are millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
These folks got money. I'll be damned, huh? If I'm in a relationship with somebody of that caliber and I have to paying bills out of my pocketbook. I don't think so.
Not your pocketbook.
What?
No, yeah, see, like, something like that. But that's where it's like, bro, like, you got paid $50,000 to appear somewhere, and you want me to pay for the Wi-Fi?
Imagine though, but I think that's what they said on the show with G Herbo too. Like, you're a millionaire, bro. You can do that. But mm-hmm. what about the people who are essentially living a paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. everyday people like us, trying to make ends meet? It's like, that's why I feel like, look, if you're getting your bread, I'm getting my bread. We come together. We do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
We do what we got to do. I'm not going to put all that responsibility on you. Right. I'm not going to take all the responsibility, because I've been in certain aspects of certain relationships where it's like, I feel like everything is on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing?
And that's what's important, because even with the whole 50-50, is it 50-50 because of where you guys are at, or is it that, you know, maybe one person's just like, it's like, we could just do this. I don't have to push myself to want to do more because we can just keep splitting everything. And I'm just like, It's a tricky, tricky thing. That's not me saying that I expect people to take care of me, because like I said, I've been doing that for just about 5 years. I always plan to have my own business.
Do you see that? Now, Marvin, just because I rap like the game don't mean I got game money. Now, sir.
Who said you rap like the game?
Who said that?
Who said that? He got bars. He's, you know, he's a vibey rapper. The game.
You're a gangster rapper, Marvin?
Right.
Heard you. Gang.
But alter ego.
Okay. Measy. I don't know. I think that it speaks a lot into how you were raised, expectations that you have for yourself and your partner when you're in a relationship, your partner's expectations, financial stability. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes into it because it's very easy to be like yes or no, yay or nay, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, listen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it comes down to the relationship you end up in. Like, does that work for you? Some women want to stay home. Some women don't. Some men want women that are going to stay home. Some women don't. So find what you are looking for. One of my friends actually said that on Facebook. Like, let's stop arguing about this and everyone just find someone who wants what they want. And I'm like, also this. Like, we like to go back and forth online when it's like, we could all agree to disagree. Like, but, again, I am Sayonara.
I'm Key.
And we are here for Sundays with Sayonara and Key. Let us know how you guys are doing in the comments. And if you have any opinions or links of differing opinions, let us know. Because that's definitely a touchy, touchy subject.
Very touchy. Anything I feel like with relationships is touchy.
No,
like,
literally.
Oof. They give me the heebie-jeebies. Okay. Feelings. Boo.
It's like when Squidward wanted to say sorry and he was just like, I'm so... But he couldn't even bring himself to just apologize. Me. Like, I won't. My body's rejecting it.
Yo, like, I mean, I don't know. I just...
Well, speaking
relationships. Sorry, I'm like
relationships. Friends have been sending in letters. One day I'm going to stop calling you guys friends, like I'm at work with children.
They yeah, are our friends.
I know, but whenever I say it, I think of like a kindergartner.
Y'all are our friends, right? I feel like we're all friends. If not friends, then we family. Period. Right. This is a family affair. Listen,
that's my, you know, my cousin twice removed.
No, okay, double back at it, okay, and remove one more time. But y'all know what time it is. It's the Kiki with Key. I am Key, of course.
I am Sayonara. And yes. How was the inbox this week?
Well, I will, first of all, can we just backtrack to last week for a second?
We can do whatever you would like, friend.
Hate to backtrack, but my whole thing is I really just want to thank Anonymous, who really, I feel like, put herself out there when she wrote that letter. I know that wasn't an easy thing to do, and if she was watching, I can only imagine the things that were going through her head when she was reading them comments, because I know my heart would be in my butt. So, I mean, when you guys send us these letters, it's really like, that speaks into vulnerability. Again, you have to be vulnerable enough to really put your business out there, know that it's being read on live. Hey, Serena. And you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot. It's not an easy thing to do. I am very easily embarrassed, and sometimes I get secondhand embarrassment when I read the letters, but not in a bad way. Almost just like, because I'm such an empath. Like, I'm always putting myself in people's shoes, and that's part of my career. Like, I always have to step outside of me and my biases, my beliefs and stuff, and put myself in somebody else's shoes. And it forces me to do that with these letters. And I just, like, that one, I feel like we didn't debrief enough about it. Like, we talked about it. We gave a lot of advice to Anonymous. And Anonymous got a lot of advice from the rest of our friends and family here. But that was heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that we really debriefed about that.
But I also think that also speaks to an issue that I think is just within our community, where we a lot of times don't stop to think how we feel about things.
Whew. Feeling.
Like, you see that something happened, you deal with said thing that happened, and then you go on. But it's like, did you actually like really settle into like, that happened and it made me feel like this? And that's okay that I felt like that and then move past it. Or is it just like, yeah, that happened. It sucked. But hey, man, it's Tuesday. I got to go to work. Because I a lot of times take the latter. But mm-hmm. in a situation like that, it's like, you know, taking the time. Just, like you said, just say it's hard to share that part of you. Granted, you know, technically, we are the only people that know who you are. If that's your real email. Maybe it's a burner email. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, just the mere fact that, you know, your words are out and about in the world. It takes a lot of courage. So as much as, you know, it could have been awkward, I applaud you for sharing that with us and allowing people to put their two cents in. I hope no one, you know, hurt your feelings or said anything, because I think everything was said from a, like, a impartial, just an opinion, like, just literally from the outside looking in, mm-hmm. just dealing with the details, not saying that you were any kind of person or they were any kind of person. But mm-hmm. yeah, so I hope that, you know, you're still over there taking it one day at a time, Anonymous. I hope your self-care goals are helping you, you know, make your way through this Panera Bread.
And write us back. Update us. That's the thing we be telling y'all, like, update us. We want to see updates. We want to know what happened. Did you actually take our advice? Mm-hmm. Or you just like to hear us talk? Because, you know, either way, we're grateful. But even, you know, in all seriousness. So, let's jump ahead. Mm-hmm. Sundays with Sayonara and Key.
Here we are.
A Kiki with Key. I am Key. Let's get it. So, this letter, I feel like I chose this because we talked about a little bit of, you know, relationship stuff and mm-hmm. things like this. So, this is from a guy.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't mm-hmm. think is too far off, you know. But, so, starts it out saying, evening, queens. So, this dude.
Not queens.
No, not queens. Thank you, friend. There's actually no name on this, so it doesn't say whether or not to keep anonymous. There's no name, but whatever. Okay, so evening queens, hopefully this letter doesn't get overlooked, because I could really use a little advice from a woman's point of view. I've been dealing with this female for about 6 months now.
It's a good chunk of time.
Good chunk of time. You think that's still honeymoon stage-ish?
In this day and age, 6 months is like 6 years. No,
no, legit.
It's like
six,
that's a
decade.
It's been 80 years.
That's a Titanic. Oh, my God. I've been dealing with this female for about 6 months now, and it seems like I can't do nothing right. I know she's been hurt before by her old dudes. We're going to change stuff around a little bit. But I keep trying to tell her I ain't them. I feel like she's making me pay for what her ex did. I like her a lot, and he capitalized a lot.
Oh.
And want to make this work, but the fights and arguments over dumb shit is starting to get on my MF, my favorite MF, my motherfucking nerves. Maybe y'all can help me see things differently, because I'm honestly just ready to dub her. Help. Wow. I feel like my 18-year-old brother wrote that. Like, not to say that you did.
No, it's just funny because, like, I feel like if someone gets to the point of saying, I'm ready to dub her, like, you're at your wit's end. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Anonymous, that you feel the way you feel. Well, do you want to start? Should I?
Woo. So, I feel like... I think that there is a little bit of space in which, you know, he's willing to actually try mm-hmm. with her. He understands, like, she's been through some stuff in her past, and yeah, it wasn't me, but I don't want to have to take the blame for what other people did to her, but right. I also want to work with her. Like, I want her to see that I'm not them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's worth having a conversation, yeah. like really sitting down and having a conversation where he lays out how he feels, she lays out how she feels, because sometimes a simple conversation can help you realize, yeah, we can make this work, or this ain't gonna work.
Right.
This ain't gonna work. So I really think they need to sit down, have a conversation, and be gentle with each other, though, because like you said, you know that she's been through stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't know what could be triggering to her. And you know what I mean? Like, just be patient, be gentle. I don't think that you should dub her. As you said, I don't think that. I get that, though. Yeah. Like, I get that. I'm tired of trying. I've had enough. I done did everything that I can do, and this bitch still don't get it. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. But it's so much easier to walk away. It's so easy to walk away. But you got to ask yourself, do you really feel like this is worth fighting for? Because while 6 months may be a long time in this day and age, 6 months flies. My baby's about to be 6 months, and he right. just turned 5 months. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like they would really have to have a conversation where it's like, do you want to be with me long term? Do you see me, in your life plans, do you see, because if the answer to either of those things is no, then it's like, why are you putting yourself through all this added stress where it's like, that's not to say she's a bad person because she's going through her own shit, but it's like, everyone has their shit, but I don't have to deal with yours if you're not willing to deal with yours. And I don't have to be a punching bag for things that other people have done to you. So that's why I think it's so important for, before you get into a relationship, at least remember if either A, that you're healed from whatever happened, or you're aware of your triggers and you have a way of communicating them in a positive way. But for this, it's like, he sounds like they had a conversation. He said they, she's been through things. Is that what he said? Like, he knows that she did?
Like, I know she's been hurt before by her old, but I keep trying to tell her I ain't them. And so I feel like she's making me pay for what her ex did.
What did her ex do?
I know, right?
He's a nosy
right.
Stuff. What did he do?
Email, tell us in the comments. No,
sir. No, can you imagine?
Reveal yourself.
Her ex. But I feel like instead of telling her, show her. Because I feel like it's very easy to tell people what they want to hear. It's very easy to sweet talk and charm and you know, get your monologue your way back into someone's heart. But when you show them, like, actions speak louder than words. You said you're not going to be like that, then don't. And if your behavior, your changed behavior, and, you know, if that's not enough, then it might be time to pack it up, friend. Because, I mean, you don't have to sit and deal with someone who isn't willing to deal with their own, you know, their own demons. It's not your job. If this is your wife, maybe, you know, a little couples therapy, but 6 months, couples therapy, like maybe some individual therapy. You could be her friend through that, but I don't know. I just think it sucks to have to take on someone's stuff and you want to be there for them and they just keep pushing you away. It's like, I don't even know how to help you. I'm not a licensed therapist. I want to help you, but you're not letting me help you. So I don't know, friend. I think that you two should definitely have a conversation about where you both of you see the relationship going, where you'd like it to go, and how you can make it get to that place, if that's, you know, in the realm of possibility. Because if it's not, now is the time to pack your bags, ride off in the sunset. No, sir.
I can't. I think the showing piece, while I get what you're saying, even sometimes showing for somebody who's damaged, like this girl seems damaged, and I hope that's not too heavy of a word, but I really feel like she's got some trauma, something coming from her past relationship. And even if he does show her nice things, it could be like, this is too good to be true. I don't believe it. What are you up to? What is your motive? Like, why are you so nice? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? So I would also, like, one thing that I really, that just popped into my head is, like, how long has she been split up from this other dude? Was it another dude?
Or did she, you know, was he the cheaty, and then now they got into a relationship?
Oh, God. Or was she in a relationship with a girl?
Right.
Like, you know, there's a lot of questions that go into it, but I feel like too often, we as people jump from one thing to the next because you don't want to heal. You don't want to face those tough feelings of being alone, feeling heartbroken, feeling hurt. It's like, let me just get with somebody else because I need to distract myself. I don't want to think about what just happened. So let me just jump into something new and convince myself that this is where I'm at. This is where I want to be. And then, like you always say, friend, you're looking at that elephant too close. When you start to back up
and see the elephant for the majestic thing that it is, and it's like, oh wow, just caught up on its penis-like skin and didn't see the whole creature. Like, Dave Chappelle said that, not me. It was actually hilarious. But yeah, no, and that's where even a situation like this, where it's just like, why is this? Why is it that? It might take you leaving for her to be like, oh, I really was pushing him away. Like, I had a good thing. And now maybe I need to change my behavior. Because, I mean, leaving, you could, you know, literally leave. Or you could be like, we really just, let's take some time away and come back. That's something you both need to agree on. But if you really feel like maybe space will give her time to decide whether or not that's, like, she actually appreciates you. Or if, you know, like we were just saying, she wasn't healed from her last relationship. So,
trauma connections don't last.
Huh? Ever.
I hate to say it. I don't care if it's 5 years. connections built on trauma never ever last, because you're doing it for the wrong reason. You're mm-hmm. not taking the space and the time to heal yourself. Mm-hmm. And healing does not just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. Like, you really have to put your foot forward, put your foot down into that work, and really work on yourself, because healing, and it's not an easy process. It's not just that I'm gonna pray on it and go to sleep, and tomorrow when I wake up, I ain't gonna be thinking about her no more. Right. Like, I ain't gonna be thinking about him no more. No, that's not how it works. So you're in a trauma. It's, to me, I don't know, I could be speaking out of term, and forgive me if I'm all up in your business too much, mm-hmm. but I really feel like this sounds like a trauma connection. It sounds like she was so scarred from her past situation that she just wanted to just move on and get into something new. You was probably doing everything that you could in the mm-hmm. beginning to really show her. And that's another thing, a side note for you dudes, mm-hmm. when you get her, do keep doing the same stuff that you was doing to get her. When you know what I mean, like, don't just start all that. I used to wine and dine her, bring her flowers, do this, do that. Well, and now when you got her, it's like,
preach, pastor,
what you cooking tonight? Okay, yeah, like, no,
take your time, Pastor Keith. Okay, because, and that's what's tricky, is it's like, were you doing this to get her, or is that really who you are? Like, were you just putting up a front? Like, whoever you are, be that all the time. But if you want to be with someone, it's both parties have to really put in that effort. And like we were just talking about with healing, just because, oh, I broke up with him X amount of time ago, I'm healed. Healing starts when you decide to heal. It doesn't just mean that because you may have never started healing from that relationship, even if it was 2 weeks, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. because you just thought that, oh, we're not broken up, we're not together anymore, so I'm over it. Are you, though? Like, did you really go through your feelings of it? Did you really acknowledge when you weren't okay? Because I feel like that's when healing starts, is when you're like, I'm not okay. That mm-hmm. thing hurt me.
Yeah, you got to be able to admit it first. Mm-hmm. Listen, turn on some Darnell Jones, Where I Want to Be, and listen to what he's saying. Really mm-hmm. listen to what he's saying. Because when you love someone, you don't treat them bad, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to take some space to see where you want to be. And I'm not the singer here on the show, so I ain't going to give y'all my vocals.
But what did we say last week? Sometimes shit don't go your way. Sometimes. It's sometimes.
Okay, Father.
You going to have those days. Sometimes you meet somebody and you'll be like, oh my God, they're the bee's knees. I'm like, I love him. Like, he's perfect. She's perfect. And then it's like you start settling into something. It's like, this person is actually kind of superficial.
You suck.
Like, I'm bored. Counting
by suck, Katie.
I'm bored. Like,
boo.
Get her onto the stage. Womp, womp. Womp, womp. Like, have you ever, sometimes, you know, in a past situation, I heard that, like, slowly coming and just in the back of my mind. I wanted to deny it. I'm like, no, he's this and he's that. And he was just womp, womp. Mm-hmm. Womp, womp. Womp, womp. And I was like, okay.
We're right here with it.
I know red's my favorite color, but I'm acknowledging the red flags. I get it. Okay, I get it.
Red flags. They might honestly be in a situation where it's like, they're noticing the red flags. You know, you'd be like, God, just show me a sign. And then he throws the whole stop sign at you. And you're like, that's not enough. I still need...
You'd be like, another one.
Another one. Because that one could have been a sign, but maybe it wasn't. Listen to your intuition. Men, women, everybody has an intuition. Listen to it. Sam says, healing is key. No pun intended. I see what you did there. Oh, cutie con gap.
The humble Haitian. We love it.
AKA. No, but yeah. Heal, converse, follow your intuition, follow your heart, figure it out, let us know how it goes.
Send us an update. I am Sayonara, and this is...
I'm Kiki.
This is Miss Kiki, yes, and send your letters in. We will try and help you the best we can. She is going to tell you the email.
Because I can never remember
because
it.
Because I have 4 million things on my mind. And so, our email is...
SWSAK2021@gmail.com. Again, SWSAK2021@gmail.com. Hopefully we helped you out.
And again, you know, thank you for even, you know, reaching out to us and allowing us to have a little peek into what you have going on. It's not easy, like we said, to share, you know, our relationship stuff with your friends. So I actually think it might be a little bit easier to talk to strangers sometimes, because you'd be like, I'm never going to see these people again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's hard sometimes. If your friends come around, you could be going through stuff and you don't even know it. So
you don't even know it.
Right. You don't even know it. But wrapping up this week. So I feel like this week was definitely one where I just needed a little bit of music that would just make me feel good. So, you know, something to kind of remind me of who I am, what I am. No, sir. But even with this letter, I feel like when, this, you know, he was saying that she was insecure, I think that a lot of insecurity comes from you, not you, but us taking on what other people expect from us, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever society expects from us, even something not simple, but, you know, how you wear your hair, what shade of brown you are, you know, whether or not you went to college, where you live, how you talk, because even with, you know, kind of circling back to the whole Dante Wright thing, I feel like I felt almost like an obligation to be kept like the most aware with everything going on. Because growing up, I very much more than once was called the dark-skinned white girl because of how I talk. Or you're one of those black girls because I didn't talk a certain way. And I'm like, my family's literally African. Like, I don't know what else I have to prove to you. Like, I would say my last name on here, but I don't need my government out there like that. But yeah, so I'm just like, I think that I wanted to find just like some type of soothing background that went along with this song. But there was a cover that Chicology, tell me if I'm saying her name wrong in the comments. I probably am because I'm the worst with people's names. But there was a cover of the song that she did. It was just really, really simple. But the words just kind of reminded me of that meme that's like, they didn't go to Africa and bring back slaves. They went and took doctors, engineers, and poets and writers and turned them into slaves. Mm-hmm. Which is, and I feel like that, you know, a part of our insecurities is like how we, you know, the white gaze, or, you know, how are we supposed to fit into a culture that really wasn't built for us? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to look like this thing, but you weren't built to look like that thing. So this is a little just snippet, a little instrumental snippet, you know, a little snap that along will help me out. But a little snippet of a song that just kind of helps me kind of center when I need just a reminder of who I am and just help me get out into the world. So if you don't mind, friend, no sir. If anyone, hit me with a drum one time, no sir. Okay, so the words were, bronze selected by God, selected fine silhouette with no sun. She's a natural charmer, got skin like armor, can't shoot her down, she don't run. Let that curly hair out that bun, every strand of journey leading back to where you're from. Motherland, don't fall with no challenge, oh she hold talent, carry whole worlds, you know she no balance. Brown skin girl, kingdoms were built by your muse, you're a whole world to prove. Others may try, but nobody can fill up your shoes. Say, yeah, brown skin girl, you're like a mixture of cocoa and scripture. You can't be contained by no mundane descriptor. We all know that you got the juice. Yeah, sometimes I might fall in love, depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm pounding down, can't let no one come control me. Come dancing and call it love, she dancing but falling slowly. I'm making up some of these words, but this song just do something to me, brown skin girl. We love it! We love it! Thank you, but no, but when I first heard, like, it was just such a simple arrangement, but just the way that she said what she said, mm-hmm. like, that every strand of journey leading back to where you're from, like, I feel like we look at our hair, oh, it's nappy. We have an extremely tight curl pattern. Mm-hmm. Our hair has to be put on silk or it will break. That's not cheap. That's not ghetto. Okay, that is one of one. But that brown skin girl, that song, that little remix is definitely something that I feel like that message is something we should carry with us throughout the week, mm-hmm. regardless of what we go through. It's just like, you are literally descendants of kings and queens. And even it's just, you know, just my mom. We can stop there. Like, watching her do what she does so gracefully. Mm-hmm. If you know my mom, she has a very soft spirit. She's very soft spoken. But that woman woman literally is like superwoman to me. And she had three very outspoken daughters.
Listen, my mama and might as well have three because she had me and held the fort down. I love you, Mom.
We love you.
Love you.
Hey, fort. But yes, so we thank you for joining us this week for Sundays with Sayonara and Key. It was definitely a week for us. We were glad that we could catch up this week.
We're definitely glad that we got to catch up with you guys. Just a few things before we close out with our self-care goal for the week. We will not be filming next week. We have done our 2 weeks. Y'all know we do they're not ready,
okay,
because I'll battle Marvin. I don't know.
Oh, but listen, don't let Chubbs get in the mix, okay?
I'm not battling Chubbs.
Look, okay,
I'm gonna stay in my lane, but Marv, what's good, okay? But no, so yeah, we will not be filming Sundays with Sayonara and Key next week. We will be back the following week.
Yes, and that following week might actually be a little switch up on Sundays with Sayonara and Key. It might be a Saturday night with Sayonara and Key, where we might do a few games with some beverages, because it's Taurus season. We don't do Taurus slander. I felt the side eye.
Okay.
And we don't do Taurus slander in these streets.
It's Capricorn Nation, though, gang.
You had your time. I'm going to let you finish. But
that's okay. We start and end the year, so I was never worried about that. You can have your time, friend.
Anyway. So, yes, May 1st, join us. We will have a fun episode where we will be playing a few games with you guys to celebrate my birthday. I am so excited.
Yes, okay, I can't wait.
Right, so make sure next week there will be no episodes so you can catch up on everything that you've missed. Also watch or check Double M Media for any other broadcasts that you know we might do, any other special postings. They're going to have all of our updates. Thank you for joining us again. Anything else, friend?
Just the self-care goals. Let's close out with it. So I think my self-care goal for the week is to, I think I need to, like, eat a little bit better.
That's so funny.
Because while I get my share of veggies, I drink water all the time. But I just feel like, sometimes I'd be like, salad or crab legs? Salad or steak? Salad or jerk chicken legs? My mother just made jerk chicken, baked mac and cheese, and collard greens. I mean, like, I'm trying to lose weight, but I was never saying no to a plate. I don't know. I need to put that on a shirt. Like,
no, literally. And don't. Yeah. I mean, we can do that. Can be your self-care goal for this week. But for my birthday, we are definitely.
I mean, it's only for a week. Don't overpower yourself with all these goals too.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care. Take it week by week, day by day, hour by hour. If you have to, it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially in the midst of a Pantene Pro-V. We are living in this Panera Bread. I feel like I'm in the apocalypse or something like that. Like, it's just, everything is just ridiculous.
No, I'm like,
right
at this
now.
Point, do I get a machete for the zombies that also, like, cue the zombies? Like, that's what I feel like is next. Like,
you gotta do what you gotta
my
do.
Goals. But yes, our self-care goal. So you are gonna be eating better. Is that your goal for this week?
Friend, I said I'm gonna try. Because if somebody sends a crab boil to my house, I don't know. Send a salad with it.
Okay. I have the salad. And then I was going to say salad or. Why don't you just get both? I'm probably not the best influence because I just keep telling people to eat. My self-care goal for this week is to really set time aside to read. Like, I've been, I rediscovered my, like, love for reading and just the kind of peace and just solace I get from really just sitting and just kind of sitting with a book, enjoying someone else's, you know, reality for a little bit amount of time. And I feel like it's very easy for me. Like, oh, I have to do this. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. I should be doing this. And it's like, or you could literally just sit down and start reading a book. So I am definitely going to make time. I try to read for like 20 minutes every day at least. So that's going to be my goal. I'm going to be starting another book.
Yes. Serena says she's going to meditate and exercise. I love that. Yes, those are better you than me, because I go to the gym literally to take pictures. If y'all know any personal trainers, please point them my way, because I go to the gym and literally take pictures. But listen, as y'all can see, scrolling on by, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Tell them your tags.
Yes, I am Sayonara on Twitter. And it's actually Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So that's Sayianara. Hmm. And that's me.
Me, I'm known for changing my names all the time. People call me, like my cousin Serena, she actually just said to me yesterday when we were talking, I went to tag you in something. What the hell is your name on Facebook? And I'm like, friend, I don't even know. I gotta go check. The feds be watching. Listen, okay? But I think on Instagram, I am as told by Key. That's K-I underscore. And Twitter, my name is Ayo Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
Ayo Kiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What DMX say in Belly? I don't know no fucking Kiana. You're lying. He knows who I am. Rest in peace, me. DMX.
Okay.
And Black Rams.
All of
Dante,
you.
Dante, right?
Yes.
All of y'all, Black Kings, man. This is crazy. But we love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yes, and we will be turning up for tour.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be different. It's not going to be, hey, how are you type of thing. It's going to be like, all right, who's tuning in to play the game? Let's get it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be great, and we are going to be getting you guys ready all that week. So have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll see you.
Bye. Take care of your mental health. Thank you.